You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
National Mental Health Month, Dr. RJ will be bringing us another Wellness Wednesday at 9:23. Make sure you're in position. An unreleased document from the White House says Jackson County and Kansas City, Missouri are second on a list of locations to watch for new COVID-19 outbreaks. The Department of Health Director Rex Archer believes that we made that list because of a spike in residents infected at the St. Joseph Triumph meatpacking plant last week.
It's too soon to open up, Shay.
In Washington, Dr. Fauci testified before the Congress about what he thinks as far as reopening cities and states are concerned.
My concern is that if states or cities or regions, their attempt, understandable, to get back to some form of normality, disregard to a greater or lesser degree the checkpoints that we put in our guidelines when it is safe to proceed in pulling back on mitigation. Because I feel if that occurs, there is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control, which in fact, paradoxically, will set you back, not only leading to some suffering and death that could be avoided, but could even set you back on the road to trying to get economic recovery, because it would almost turn the clock back rather than going forward. When you talk about, will this virus just disappear? And as I've said publicly many times, that is just not gonna happen because it's such a highly transmissible virus. And even if we get better control over the months, it is likely that there will be virus somewhere on this planet that will eventually get back to us.
You know, Shay, one of my biggest things is Fauci has been studying science since college in 1957. He's been the country's infectious disease leader since 1984. Yet there are people who's been reading internet headlines on Twitter and Facebook who wants to go against what this man has been trying to tell us. That's problematic for me.
This is why these social media platforms are trying to curtail the spread of this misinformation, because the spread of this misinformation in some cases can be even worse than the spread of the disease.
Agreed. Definitely agreed, because people are going to believe these things. Some of the untruths that some folks are talking.
A $3 trillion relief bill was unveiled by the House Democrat. Will we be getting more stimulus money? We'll answer that coming up.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620, look for highs in the upper 60s. Thunderstorms on the way. Cloudy and 50 right now in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Rumor has it, Vivica A. Fox could be joining Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, Lord.
Do you think that she's above reality TV, or you got to get it where you live?
I think a little bit of both. I think she is above it, but with the climate and how things are right now, you got to take whatever money comes your way.
We hear that Vivica is very interested in being a part of the cast. Some folks say it's because of a beef that she has with NeNe Leakes.
That was really f***ed up, okay? Let me tell you how f***ed up that is. I have never done any drugs. I've never even smoked a cigarette in my life. I've had family members, I speak about this on the show, that's been on drugs before. I've never been on drugs. Now, I've been on plenty of vodka, but I ain't never been on no drugs before. I will never do drugs. And I thought me and Vivica was cool. Is she on f***ing drugs? Don't ever put me in that category, okay? These people have fallen from grace. Now they're on the internet.
Oh, she says she has fallen from grace. Do you think Vivica has fallen from grace?
No.
Not really. I think she's moved her in front of the camera work to behind the camera. She's producing a lot of shows and is a part of a lot of different types of content creation. I mean, really, the landscape has changed.
Yeah, we talked to her, what, 2-3 weeks ago? She said she has a podcast on Dr. Phil's network. Mm-hmm. That's pretty big.
So Kalani is talking about her relationship with love. She said that she grew up around a lot of single mothers and baby daddies that didn't show up, and she thinks that it's affecting the way that she sees love.
Hmm. How does she see it?
Well, based off of those negative experiences, she doesn't see it well.
Somebody just made her a baby mama last year, too.
I think that a lot of us are walking around with traumas from what we've experienced as children. She says she only has one married couple in her life, and it's her grandfather and his wife that are the only married people.
Interesting. I'm trying to think of the married couples that I grew up with. My daddy and my second mama. I've seen.
But did it last? Did that marriage last?
It wasn't. It, as we like to describe now, it was toxic.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, it wasn't the best. I experienced a lot of yelling, a lot of arguing. Ugh, don't want to go back to that.
A woman is claiming that Tristan Thomas, is it Thomas or Thompson?
Thompson.
Okay, because in one space it says Thomas, is the father of her child.
Ew.
This lady says that they took a DNA test back in January, but she believes that it was compromised because he may have paid off the DNA specialist.
Lord. You're not my dad.
Okay, sis. He's just not the father.
He smashed and dashed. UBI.
Nah, he ain't the father, sis. just go ahead with that, boy.
Can you do that? That's ethically wrong and legally wrong, right? To do that.
Of course that is.
Yeah.
Folk been bullying Malia Obama.
What?
Online?
That's impossible.
I was watching the Netflix documentary Becoming, and of course, Malia and Sasha were both on the documentary. People were talking about that she's got a long head. And then the person went on to say, she's still beautiful, though, LOL. People always trying to be so provocative on the internet. Why would you throw that dart at her?
He gave him that three-piece extra crispy.
Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen when it's in this, when the private security catch up to him.
But it's like those young ladies were under scrutiny for 8 years during the most formative time of their lives. They've been through enough, fam. Leave her alone.
You know, folks ain't got nothing else. Especially now, they ain't got nothing else better to do.
You know what?
That.
Especially now,
yeah,
people don't have anything to do.
Yeah, but when Secret Service come knocking at the door, then you're going to be wondering why you're upside down hanging outside your balcony.
You got to help Kanye West. He's being sued for not paying a Colorado-based software company.
Helping that dude. Did you see the Forbes magazine article came out 3 weeks ago talking about he a billionaire? He got it.
They say that his Yeezy apparel breached a contract for an agreement that was inked back in September of 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He better do a couple more of them Sunday specials he been doing.
That Sunday service.
Yeah. Pass the collection plate around. You heard T.I. what he said with the other pastor talking about he need $1,000 from everybody in the congregation.
But it wasn't for Kanye. That was from the pastor.
Same boat. You pass your collection plate around. See what you get.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I am mad because I paid this landlord over $2,000 to move in the house. His name is and never moved me in the house at the beginning of the month and never wants to give me my money back. Like, I am pissed off.
You supposed to move in May 1st or June 1st? Because June 1st ain't here yet.
May 2nd. And he ain't gave me my money back. He ain't moved me in no house. And then gave me a bogus address.
You didn't check the house out first?
Look, I didn't check the house out. By the time I get to the house, everything had been switched up.
Dang, girl, this happened when I was in college, but it was a much smaller scale. I had went to Bojangles, and so when I pulled up, the lady passed me my food first, and she didn't take the money. And so I said to her, I'ma hate to do this to you, but this is the lesson you're gonna have to learn today. Get the money before you give up the food. You supposed to see in the house where you gave him the money.
Wow,
I know, right?
So you ran off?
Oh, yeah, I ran off on that.
You ran off with chicken and biscuits from
Bojangles. Yes, I ran off on that. I sure did. Yes, I did. I had to teach my young sister a lesson, you know, so she would not make this mistake again.
Listen, ma'am, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. That house got roaches in it. He ain't cleaned it up. He ain't did none of that too.
If she's spending $2,000 to get it, it ain't got no roaches.
Okay, we'll see. Why she ain't moved in yet?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Are you? Do you got kids, girl?
I got two and one on the way.
Okay, so Brian got an extra room. I don't know if you want to go stay over there till you can get this stuff together.
Come on, don't.
But you do too,
Brian. You gotta make some room over there.
Thank
make
you. And he got a basement,
ma'am.
Oh, look, we can take the basement.
It floods down there, and you gotta put in on these groceries, all right?
I got you.
What's your name?
My name is Ronisha Corson.
All right, girl. I hope you get everything straight away. We've been laughing and joking, but seriously, we hope you get it fixed.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
One of my Facebook friends posted a pic. Pack of ground beef, $9.99 a pound.
Wow. Damn!
That was like one of the cheaper meats that you could get and make it stretch to feed like a large family.
Right. You can make chili, taco salad.
Americans are paying for groceries. It's been the highest in 46 years. I was at the Price Chopper up in Grandview like maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. And there was a guy in there. I mean, he was out loud fussing about the price of eggs.
Yeah.
Eggs have gone up, fish, poultry, meat, 4.3%. Cereal, bakery goods, up 2.9%. Fruits and vegetables are up 1.5%. And dairy products are up 1.5%.
All of this while we have, 30 million Americans out of work right now?
Have you seen the price of skyrocket? Or you're the type of person who didn't pay attention to price.
I don't. If I want it, I'm going to get it. So I really don't seriously pay attention to the prices like that.
Must be nice.
Get out of here. I do hear that like milk is like higher than gas.
I bought some milk the other day. It was regular price to me. But I don't buy like a lot of milk.
Yeah.
I buy like a little half a gallon. I think it was like maybe not even a half. Is that it? Yeah, the little one is the half a gallon. The gallon is the big one. So I'll get a half a gallon and that'll last me almost a month. And I think I paid like $1.50 for that.
Prices going up, people out of work.
People wilding out. A lady at a Red Lobster, man, they had to physically remove that lady. They was pushing her out the door. Then she swung on them. The lady pulled her hair.
As soon as that lady swung on the lady who worked at Red Lobster, she said, forget it. Forget this job. Forget you. You're not finna hit me.
She wouldn't let her hair go. It was like a pit bull. Mm-hmm. On somebody's ass.
Yeah. Some folks are going crazy, man.
You can't show up to the Red Lobster wilding out.
Nah, you can't.
Says she wanted her money back. So I'm assuming you already ate, because if you paid for it.
Now she was picking it up, and they was waiting 3 hours. They was waiting a long time for the food.
I was wondering why. I was like, well.
Yeah.
It was Mother's Day. You have to wait that long anyway, even when it's not pandemic.
Yeah,
I guess them Cheddar Bay biscuits got you on the wire.
Oh, yeah, hey, look, I'll fight over some Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Really, Brian?
Oh, hell yeah. When is the last time you had some of them?
It's been a while, but I mean, I don't remember it being that fire that I'll be out in the street fighting.
I'll take a misdemeanor for a Cheddar Bay biscuit.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Students got a brand new normal. Learning online. I can't even imagine what that's like.
Not being with your friends, not having a teacher yell at you.
I took online classes on my graduate degree. That was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I prefer to be in a classroom setting. I know there are a lot of other students that feel the same way. Even Dr. Mark Fidel, superintendent of our very beautiful Kansas City public school system. He's on the line with us this morning talking about the online forum for summer school.
Good morning, Dr. Fidel.
Hey, good morning. How are you all?
Doing wonderful. So let's talk to our audience about the summer program that you all are launching.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different approach for our kids that are in our elementary schools. We've been doing a hybrid model of a virtual program for high schoolers pretty much since I entered. And so utilizing Odysseyware and Launch for the online courses. So we've had high school students that either came in and they did a blended model where there was a live teacher, but they were doing completing their work on their modules online. And then we also had high schoolers that worked on knocking out courses, knocking out original credit, doing credit recovery, and in some cases not needing a lot of direction, just being able to get through those different modules, and then those grades, and then they come in and they take the assessment. So it's definitely a different process for our elementary kids, because we're now having to utilize a lot of our online devices or actually the online resources that we have in Google Classroom, Flipgrid, some of these other, you know, new technologies. And it's going to definitely be a learning curve as we get into summer school.
So enrollment is going on now until May 22nd. Are there any eligibility requirements for some of the kids?
Well, we know that there will be some students where when they finished up at the end of third quarter, when all of this began, we had some students who were struggling, and we're taking the recommendations of our teachers around those students who will be mandatory. We have Senate Bill 319 students, and those are students that are reading a grade level or two behind before they hit the third grade. You know, the requirement is those students are expected to enroll into summer school. But we know that all of our students lost fourth quarter learning opportunities. So we're encouraging everybody to enroll their kids into summer school, because we know there'll be some students, they continue to do their work, and whether it was the work package or the assignments that they have now that we've given out laptops and hotspots. But we said that we would not allow for fourth quarter grade to harm a student. They could only help a student. So we know that there were a bunch of kids who were doing extremely well at the end of third quarter that were already on target to be promoted. But we want to introduce some new opportunities of learning during the summer. And then as we get into August, potentially being able to offer potential early opportunities for our kids to get some more of those fourth quarter of learning standards that they missed.
Dr. Bedell, can you hold on a moment? We want to continue talking about the 2020 Kansas City Public Schools Quest Summer School Program, and we'll find out what some of the plans for the upcoming fall school year bring.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the upper 60s with a thunderstorm on the way. You're cloudy and 50 right now at Arrowhead Stadium. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Taurus friends. Host of the Colbert Report, Stephen Colbert, is 56. Mm. Singer from Hootie and the Blowfish, Darius Rucker, is 54. Former NBA star Dennis Rodman is 59 today. Robert Pattinson, he's from the Twilight series. You don't watch that, but
sure don't.
He's 34. And Bobby Valentino, is that?
No, that's Bobby Valentine. He's the he was a coach in the Major League Baseball.
Okay. Okay. R&B legend. I don't even know if I want to just say R&B. He's just a musical superstar. Stevie Wonder.
Always.
70 years old today.
And happy birthday to Tyron Matthew. Today's his birthday as well.
Oh, man.
Safety.
I like the honey badger a lot.
Everybody else born on May 13th.
Yes. So what kind of a crud ball do you have to be when a nonprofit says we don't need your money?
What happened?
Tekashi 6ix9ine donated $200,000 to the No Cook Kid Hungry nonprofit, and they said no thank you. They released a statement that says, "We are grateful for Mr. Hernandez's generous offer to donate to No Kid Hungry, but we have informed his representatives that we have declined his donation. As a child-focused campaign, it is our policy to decline funding from donors whose activities do not align with our mission and values."
Amen. Way to stand up. I know it's especially right now where money is short everywhere. That is a bold statement.
So he responded by saying, "At No Kid Hungry, rather take food out of the mouth of these innocent children. I never seen something so cruel."
Damn. Get your life straightened up, young man.
Tyler Perry says, "Hey, look, we getting ready to start filming again over here." Damn. So y'all get ready.
All right, Tyler Perry, be careful.
He says he'll start it in July. And they'll go with production on the show, The Oval. I've never seen that, but I know a lot of people talk about it on my timeline when it comes on. Every person involved in production will be tested, and they will have to be quarantined on the lot for the entire duration of the shoot.
Whoa.
They got real live houses on that lot that are beautiful homes for filming in.
Yeah.
And so they're just going to have the people live there. You'll be tested a lot. You won't be able to pass no coronavirus to nobody outside of the compound. I think that's probably a good idea. I don't know.
I mean, I think he's trying to make the best out of a bad situation right now. And I understand people, you got money to make, you got schedules to attend to and everything, but when do we put health above everything else?
Raven Simone says she ain't never touched a dime of that Cosby Show money.
Wow, that's long bread right there.
So is it true that you haven't touched your Cosby money, or you mean like residuals as of lately?
I haven't touched my Cosby money.
That's a flex. That's a humble flex.
So I wonder how much she make off that.
A lot. But a lot of times the child stars, they mother and father be paying their bills
off of
that. And by the time they get of 18 years old, they don't have anything left.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. But thank God her parents made sure that she was good. That's so Raven was a moneymaker beyond belief.
Yeah.
Then she followed up with the cheetah grass. Ayo, she's caking.
Good. Yeah, she good.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
On the line with Kansas City Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Mark Bedell. Now, the summer school program is scheduled for June 1st through the 26th. In the last break, you said that you're encouraging all parents to have their children enrolled in the online summer school experience. Why is that?
Ultimately, we know that a number of our students lost that fourth quarter of learning opportunities, and we've tried to design our summer school to be more around enrichment, but to explore interests and passions that I think would help engage and keep our students connected. The teachers that we've hired, we kind of see them as digital ambassadors, leaders within their schools of really understanding this virtual world of how we connect with our students. And you know, we're doing a ton of training right now with our teachers in the case that this becomes something that becomes more long-term. But the enrichment aspect of it will help reduce the learning loss that we often see during the summer. Every research model shows that when students aren't involved in productive learning opportunities, whether that's social, emotional, or academic, they generally have regression. And so we don't want to compound that, you know, on top of what happened because of this COVID-19 pandemic. It would be great if we can get everybody to sign up. I know that's not going to happen, because we also realize that there's, you know, some parents are just burned out right now because of, you know, having to do this virtual piece since March 30th or so. It's stamina, and you said it earlier, it's a different way of going about learning, and then having parents to have that responsibility, it makes it even much more difficult.
Dr. Bedell, a lot of families are unemployed right now. They simply don't have money coming in. Do you think that there is a concern with some families who don't have constant internet access?
Yeah, there is concern, but that's the reason why the school district made a conscious decision to go out and purchase hotspots. We have enough hotspots for anybody who can't afford internet. We have them here waiting. We have more than we need at this point, and so we're asking people to come and take advantage of it. We distributed hotspots out to our family 2 weeks ago at all of our different campuses, and now at 2901 Truth for people who didn't get one or realize they need one or didn't pick up their laptop. We're distributing that stuff here at 2901 Truth at our BOE building, the Board of Education building.
So parents can enroll online at kcpublicschools.org/summer. You heard it from Dr. Bedell. Every child needs to be enrolled in these enrichment courses. It's exciting, some of the offerings. It looks like they've got lights, camera, action, the terror of natural disasters, money, 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 epidemics. These are all on the elementary school platform, Brian. Also for middle school, you can do a passion project. In high school, of course, we'll have your English, your math, your health, geometry, history, and so on.
Seems like a stiff curriculum this summer that these kids need, Dr. Bedell.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, especially for some of our kids that are in the eighth grade moving to ninth grade, it's also an opportunity for them if they want to knock out some of these elective courses. I mean, we have health and some of the other elective courses that they can knock out this summer doing an original credit. And then that opens up opportunities for them when they get into high school to take, you know, some more of the pre-AP or IB level courses. We actually offer AP now in the ninth grade at all of our high schools. So, you know, you can free up your schedule and take some of the more rigorous courses that will strengthen, you know, your academic record and allow for you at the end of this all to be more competitive for scholarships and things of that nature.
kcpublicschools.org/summer. Enroll your kids in the Quest Summer School Program. Thank you so much, Dr. Bedell, Superintendent of Kansas City Public Schools. Thank you for your time.
I appreciate you, Shay and Brian.
Thank you. And give your family a hug from both of us.
Yes.
I will. I miss you guys. I can't wait to catch up again.
Yes.
Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
House Democrats have unveiled a massive $3 trillion coronavirus relief package on yesterday. They say it's designed to ease the pandemic's effects on the healthcare system and the economy.
A lot of people still need some more income, Shay.
Nearly $1 trillion will go for state, local, and tribal governments. Of that amount, $500 billion will go towards states. It also includes a second round of direct deposit payments of $1,200 per family member and up to $6,000 per household. The package also seeks to extend unemployment benefits, Brian, ensuring weekly $600 federal unemployment payments that would go through January of 2021. The current extension is set to expire in July. It also provides $175 billion in new funding to assist renters and homeowners with their monthly rent and mortgage payments. The bill would also establish a $200 billion Heroes Fund for essential frontline workers, ensuring that those workers who risk their lives throughout the pandemic receive hazard pay.
I want to know who would vote against that.
Well, they're saying that the Republicans have an issue with this and that it's probably going to be voted on per party lines.
Do they not understand the severity of this situation, that families are living not even paycheck to paycheck, is hand to mouth now?
Some companies have decided that they're going to allow their employees to continue to work from home permanently, even after the pandemic is over.
Damn!
Twitter is one of those companies. Say, look, this been working so good, y'all ain't gonna come back.
They hiring?
Do you really think that you would want to stay at home and work from home 24/7?
Hell yes. Are you serious? Yeah, I could be in my the nude and do my work. Yes.
That picture. You be at the house naked?
Why you gotta picture it?
In the nude.
I don't know. You said it and it made me imagine that.
Well, I'd be doing this show.
You can see they public hair.
Bucket naked at the crib. What's happening?
Ew.
Bucket naked.
You be in your little pajamas with the socks with the balls on the back of it.
I don't wear socks when I sleep. It's like my feet being bondage if I have something on my feet. I can't stand it. Would you be happy with having an option to work from home 24/7?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Peachtree just made an announcement that they're going to keep the dining room closed until further notice. You can get catering, carry out, DoorDash, curbside services only. Mm.
DoorDash.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I know what I'm eating for dinner tonight. I appreciate it.
Why don't you send me a little short plate, you know, just as a thank you for making you aware that it was on DoorDash.
You certainly know how to make somebody do so.
A lot of businesses are making changes to the way that they operate out of their spaces. A lot of companies have decided to allow their employees who are working from home to remain working from home for the rest of the year. That's Google and Facebook. And Twitter said, forget it, y'all ain't gotta come back never. Stay at home if you want to, but they will allow folks the option to come and work in the office if they want to.
I like that.
Some of the reasons behind this, Brian, is to try to cut down some of the crowding and rush hour traffic that we've just been enduring. We just said, hey, this is what it is. So what they're saying is what they could do is stagger the times people report to work. Let's say you got 100 people, make 25 people start at one time, another 25, maybe 3 hours later, and so on and so on. And then maybe even alternating days that people have to come into the physical office.
Man, look, I would love that. You got your lunch breaks isn't supervised. You can take as many little 15-minute little breaks as you want. You can be in your house.
Buck naked.
Wearing nothing, being comfortable. But I will say there is another side to that. The bad side is I feel like they can call you any time of the day to do something. You know,
that's what my sister's experiencing.
Yeah, I would hate that. Fam, the last dance is on. Do not call me about no work. And another thing is you don't have an excuse to take days off now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's out of the window.
I also think that being in the office creates a familiarity, a relationship that you need to maneuver through some of the issues at work. Like, if I never see you in person, I never know you, how are we going to form a relationship? So if I need to, you know, manipulate you into doing something, I don't even know how to do it.
The chemistry would be off, definitely.
Right. What are your thoughts? Would you be open to working from home permanently?
I'm like you, B. Hey, I walk around in my drawers and do all the work.
Yes, sir. Knocking stuff over and everything.
Knocking it down.
I don't want to be in the house by myself all day 24/7. It's some of your best gossip happens while you be at work by the water cooler. Like, girl, what she say? What he had said?
We have home gossip.
Right. What's your name, dog?
My name's Ken.
Thanks so much for calling up this morning.
All right, y'all have a good morning.
You too.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22, look for highs in the upper 60s. Thunderstorms on the way. Cloudy and 52 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
I know we're all looking for different activities to do. We've pretty much ran through all of the titles on Netflix, but when you get bored, I don't suggest you do this. The daughter of late superstar Michael Jackson, Paris Jackson, tattooed herself and posted up a picture on Instagram.
Damn! What was the tattoo of?
I don't know. She just did a picture of herself tattooing her right foot.
Her body, her choice.
People tattoo in jail like that. They take an ink pen and bust it open, and then you use a pen, and then that's how you get it underneath the skin.
Yeah, I ain't doing all that.
Yeah, me either.
Man,
that
good.
Seems painful and quite unsanitary. Man,
yeah, I'm good.
No, I don't want to talk about this again. what are you laughing? On second thought.
Because you just dismissed it like it was nothing.
I don't want to talk about that no more.
Oh,
Adrienne Bailon revealed what attracted her to her gospel singing husband, Israel Houghton.
Oh, my God.
She said he was a friend. Genuinely my friend. He let me say this, but when we first met, he never thought I'd be interested in him. So he never tried to put the Mac on me like that.
It's above me now.
That's what she found attractive, that he wasn't at her.
Hallelujah. He turned into Reverend Leon Lonnie Love.
It says that in the 48 Laws of Power.
What?
If it's something that you can't have, ignore it.
Hmm.
If you can't have something, don't act like it don't exist.
Straight balling.
And when you do that, it's reverse psychology.
Really?
Then it'll be attracted to you. Yes.
I don't believe that.
L. This is why none of the chicks will be trying to get with you. They be trying too hard.
Who? Don't nobody. What? Ain't nobody checking. Ain't nobody checking for me. I don't know what you talking about over
stutter,
there.
Stutter. 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 Stutter.
I can tell you're lying. Tell you're lying. Stutter. Stutter.
Man. So the Mamba Sports Academy has announced that they plan to change the name to the original one, which was just the Sports Academy. Some of the folks are upset about that, but they say that they want to do this in honor of Kobe's legacy.
But wouldn't it be the opposite to honor his legacy, to name your academy after him?
Look, man, we ain't in the middle of this. If they say that's what they want to do. The CEO, Chad Faulkner, said our beliefs and thoughts are Kobe is one of one. Mamba is one of one. And with that, as we carry on as the Sports Academy, it's more appropriate to put Kobe in another Hall of Fame, if you will, and to really respect the legacy that is really unrivaled, frankly, and let that live on its own. We will continue to do the work we do. I kind of agree with you, but whatever they feel like they need to do at this point.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
What's up? This is Kevin Robe.
All right, Kevin, let's see what you got.
Now, my ladies, let me see it vibrate. And when it's over, you ain't gonna need your bird. Cause I'm a pro, make you bend your back low, then the pound it real fast, just like the percolator.
Wobble it, wobble it, wobble it, wobble it. Wobble it, wobble it, wobble it, wobble it, wobble it, wobble it. Get in there.
Yeah,
get in there.
Yeah. Hey.
What about the big girls?
Big girls.
Gonna bag it
back
up.
Back it up.
Hey.
Gonna bag it up.
We got you a $30 Kansas Lottery Summer of Silverado instant ticket prize pack, and you qualify for a chance to get a grand in your hand.
That's what's up.
Brought to you by our friends at Kansas Lottery. What station's live, local, or lit?
Hot 103 Jam.
Listen now through May 28th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Gotta count the money while I'm counting money.
From Hot 103 Jams.
Balling on 10. Straight balling.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. You know, stigma is the largest barrier to treatment and recovery, according to the Surgeon General. Especially in the African American community, many people misunderstand what a mental health condition is and don't talk about the topic. The lack of knowledge leads to many beliefs that a mental health condition is a personal weakness or some sort of punishment. Faith and spirituality really can help the recovery process, but should not be the only option pursued. Some myths about mental illness include that it's cultural and it doesn't happen to certain people, or that mental illness means you're crazy, or if you go to therapy that you're weak, or that if you take medication you're really crazy. Another myth is that you can just pray pray away your symptoms, or that having a mental illness means that you're dangerous and unpredictable. All of those are myths. And if you're in a conversation and you hear those myths, please be sure to speak out and stamp out stigma. Some facts include that untreated mental illness can be fatal. Major depressive disorders account for between 20% and 35% of all deaths by suicide. The risk of suicide makes untreated disorders more fatal than heart disease and some forms of cancer. People can and do recover and can have wonderful lives, even with a mental illness. Media images are often inaccurate. Substance abuse is a common symptom of a mental illness. And also, mental illness can be highly genetic. It can pass down from family member to family member. Be sure to check out the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI.org, and Psychology Today if you have more questions. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams. Be well.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.